But they are humans, someone may argue, who act in this way. As for God, he is full of love towards humans. Now, first of all, even humans don't commit these deeds out of cruelty, but out of humanity. And since God is loving towards humans, he also punishes sins in the same character, Sirach 16, 12 states, "For as his mercy is great, so also is his reproof." Therefore, when you tell me God is loving towards humans, you're actually giving me a stronger reason for punishment, that is, our sinning against such an entity. Hence Paul also stated in Hebrews X:31, "It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Bear with me, I implore you, the powerful sting of these words, for maybe you might find some solace from it. Who among humans can punish like God did when he caused a deluge, completely wiping out a race so vast? And then again, when shortly after he brought down fire from above, devastating them all. Which human-inflicted punishment can equal that? Don't you see that the punishment in this world seems almost eternal? 4,000 years have elapsed, and the Sodomite's punishment remains at its pinnacle. For just as his mercy is immense, so also is his punishment.